Good morning. I'm Dom Zaki for Hollywood Bets. Well, I can tell you the upcoming winter season out in Natal is going to be the best we've had for a very long time. We've got lots of champions coming through, and it's going to be interesting to see how it all unfolds. Today, we've got a normal meeting out at Hollywood Bets Greyville with a 9-race program and the first early start at 12:05. Let's move on to some market movers on today's card. In race one, number one, Bay Breeze, from 28 to 10 into 18 to 10. In race two, number two, Sea Eagle, from 22 to 10 into 18 to 10. In race three, number three, Serena Slam, from 3 to 1 into 5 to 2. In race five, number one, Captain of Stealth, from 14 to 10 into 12 to 10. In race six, number three, Simply Russian, some outside support from 10 to 1 into 6 to 1. In race seven, number three, Karoo Lock, from 7 to 2 into 28 to 10, I should say. And those market movers were offered by Hollywood Bets. Our best bet in the day does come in the early race. Race one, number four, Global Secret, from the Paul Lafferty stable, ridden by Warren Kennedy. If you have a look at this filly's first run, she was at sea. She got left at the start and she didn't know what it's all about. She ran 10th, 10 lengths behind Gaelic Chief. If you just watch that rerun, she was terribly green in the running and obviously the penny didn't fall on that particular day. The second start, she made marked improvement when pinging the gates from a 9 draw out of 12 runners and went to the front and just got nabbed in the final 50 meters by Kayleen. Now, Kayleen's definitely a horse with a bit of ability, and Global Secret on that particular day had it won if it wasn't through Kayleen swamping her at the 100-meter mark. For me, Global Secret's definitely going to make more improvement in this particular race. She is on the up, and today from a neat draw four, it's going to be hard to beat Global Secret. There are one or two with chances, as you know, in juvenile races. They improve at different intervals, and there are quite a few first-timers that are quite well-bred. But I think with experience behind Global Secret and that marked improvement on her second restart, and today, with her, as I said earlier, she is going to make more improvement. She is going to be hard to beat, and I do make her my first best bet of the day. Our second best bet of the day does come up in race five, number one, Captain of Stealth. Now, this fella, if you look at his earlier runs, when he started his racing career, he won by 5 lengths. He followed up with another 6-length victory, and we all thought this one's going straight to the top. And he was, unfortunately, he had a setback. He had an injury, and it was quite a bad injury. He had quite a long rest and came back on the 14th of September to run an average race, and expected he was still a bit ring rusty on that occasion, and he finished 6 lengths behind Hurricane Harry. Then he started to make more improvement, and then 3 runs back, he ran a good second behind a Silver Operator. That just shows that he was coming back to himself. Then he runs 7 lengths behind Bulgarian, and we all know what Bulgarian's all about. But he still wasn't at his best, this fella, Captain of Stealth. And then he started to show signs of coming back to his best. Then last time out over the 1400 at Greyville, he came back to himself, nicely beating Russian Rock. On that occasion, he did overrace slightly in that particular race, but he settled down nicely and Anton got him to win, beating Russian Rock. Russian Rock's no slouch, I can tell you. It was a good win by Captain Stealth, and I definitely think he's back to his best. On that occasion, Tread Swiftly did come out to win, and on his penultimate start, Double Mint came out to win, and obviously Captain Stealth won his next start. Today, the key for me is going over the 1400 on the poly. On the poly, we all know we need a bit of speed and we need to stay on. And this fella's got both. He ticks all the boxes, Captain of Stealth. He's got tons of speed, and I think he's going to kill them with his early speed early in the race. From a one draw with Luke Ferraris, Captain of Stealth, for me, in this type of race, is the second best bet of the day. It's really going to be hard to beat Captain Stealth. All he has to produce is his last run, and I think the number will go up into the frame. So Captain of Stealth, our second best bet of the day. If we do take the double, Global Secret and Captain of Stealth, it does work out to 7-2. Get involved with that double with Hollywood Bets. Our exotic for the day, we're changing today. We're going with the Barpot. So the Barpot does start in race two. Take note, there are 9 races and the closing time is 12:35. And here are the Barpot numbers. 1 and 7 in the first leg, in the second leg, 1 and 2. In the third leg, 2, 4 and 5. In the fourth leg, Banker 1. In the fifth leg, 2, 3 and 8. And in the last leg, 3, 4, 5 and 9. 144 Rand Barpot Perm. Yeah, I'm definitely going to take that Barpot. I think it can pay a few Rand today. And hopefully we'll double up in 1 or 2 legs. Well, another tricky card out at Hollywood Bets Greyville, but I really do fancy our 2 best bets on the day. Let's see how it all unfolds. Don't forget, Hollywood Bets Greyville, the Punters Challenge does apply. We tip all 9 winners and we become an instant millionaire. There's also 10,000 up for grabs, with the first place being 4,000 and we pay up until 20th place. Take your chances with the Punters Challenge. It's definitely worthwhile taking a chance. You never know when it's your lucky day. From me, Dom Zaki, for Hollywood Bets, have a super day's racing at Greyville.